Hey, we are at Side Splitters in Tampa, Florida, and it's about 8:02, and I have forgotten the hoodie. This is probably what I'll be wearing. Did not think it through. So Manny was nice enough to go back to the hotel, but he may not make it in time because he is 8 minutes away. I am going up in 8 minutes. Logan's up right now. Oh no, this is my jacket from, I think I was 14 or something. This used to be way too big for me, and now it kind of fits. I mainly just wear this for the warmth. Wait, hold on 1 second. It looks like he's pulling up. 1 minute. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate you. Okay. Let's see.
I love Christmas time. It's one of my favorite seasons because I love the gift giving. You know, because I'm not good at giving gifts. I'm not. Like, I put a lot of thought into the gift. I think about the person. I think about the gift. I think mostly about what I can afford. And then I get them the gift, and there's nothing more disappointing than their face when they open my gift. Like, it's like, because these are people I love that love me, so they fighting to look at least mildly enthused. Like, the battle they're having in their head to not ask me what I was thinking. You can see the wheels turning where they're like, I don't want to be rude, but now I'm genuinely curious. What was on his mind when he bought this? What would make him think I would like this, right? Like, I remember one time I bought my friend, okay. I bought them like a really nice, and it was expensive. It was very nice and it was polished, but it was like a polished figurine of an Easter egg. And then they opened it and they were like, oh. Oh is never good, by the way. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if you propose and you hear, oh, that's, it's about to be no. Like, it's very close. It's coming up. And so I gave them the gift and they were like, oh. And then I felt like I needed to fill the space because they said, oh, and they didn't say anything else. But I was like, clearly I need to let them know why this is a brilliant gift. And so I was like, because you love Easter. And they were like, oh. And I hadn't been hit with two O's in a while. That second O let me know that maybe this is just bad. Maybe they weren't confused. Maybe they've decided they hate this gift. And so I was like, yeah, because you love Easter. That's your favorite holiday. I know it's Christmas, but it's still something to do with Easter now. Like, I got you something rather than waiting to give this to you on Easter. I got you a little bit of Easter in winter. And they were like, you could have got like a crucifix or something. But, and I was like, wow. That did not occur to me. I forgot you love Easter because you love the Lord. I just... I just thought holiday, egg... Let's make it happen. And so I don't always get the best gifts, which is, you know, fair enough, which is why I love going to other people's Christmases. You know, like when I was in college, I would get invited to spend the holiday if I didn't go home to visit somebody else. And spend Christmas with them or something. And it was nice because I got to watch other people be bad at giving gifts. And it's just nice to not feel alone, you know? I went and had Christmas with my buddy one time, and family was all around exchanging gifts and stuff. And everybody was bad at giving gifts. It was a holiday miracle. You know, Dad got the mom some gifts, and she opens it, and she lifts it and shakes it a little bit. Oh, it's heavy. It's heavy. Unwraps it, and he got her weights. And she was like, why'd you get me? And in my head, I'm like, go ahead, answer, answer. Please answer. Why'd you get her the weights? Why'd you get them, Stephen? What are the weights for? And you can see the flicker in his eyes where he was like, they were on sale? But it was fair enough, because then he opened her gifts. And she got him this. Look, you think the weights are bad? This woman bought this man 50 Shades of Grey. I can't even. If you don't know what 50 Shades of Grey is, it's a book, but but the things you think of when you read the book, the pictures it puts in your head are the fantasy. You go to places, you know. And so the idea that she would get this man 50 Shades of Grey, I don't even know what the attack is. I don't even know if she's like, you need to read anything, read more, I don't care what it is, or if it's like, just do the book to me. Like, what is this man supposed to read 50 Shades of Grey at work? Is he just supposed to be in the break room hitting up that 50 Shades of Grey? This man drives a truck. You don't think anybody's going to ask him? Hey, Stevie, what you reading? Oh, no, it's just this book that, you know, my wife got me. It's got this rich guy that's, like, getting involved with this young lady. And, you know, I can't tell. I can't tell. She's like, you should read more or do that to me, or I'm done with it. Like, she had also read 50 Shades of Grey. So I'm like, she just didn't get him anything. And then it was my buddy's turn. And, you know, I feel like it takes a long time for a child to be good at giving their parent a gift. The first few gifts you give your parents are from other adults. That's just it. It's just like, hey, this beautiful diamond bracelet is from you and me. We're going to give it to your mom together. And then you stand there all proud, like, yeah, the diamond bracelet is also from me. You know, with all my 5-year-old disposable income. Do you love it? And then your mom, because your mom loves you, goes, oh, what a beautiful, oh my God, hugs you all tight and everything, and you feel all proud. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to think of anything. Sometimes you get somebody. When you're little enough, you can get anybody anything, and they at least pretend to love it. When you're like 5, you could draw them a picture. I did that. There was a Christmas where I drew a bunch of people pictures. I can't draw at all. I gave them less than nothing. I wasted their time. I genuinely wasted their time because I wrapped the picture that I drew. And so they had to open it like it was about to be something.
And the worst part is that I was like, oh, let me not let it get crinkled up or anything. So I had it in like an envelope with the wrapping paper around it. They probably thought it was going to be a check, anything actually valuable. It was too much work. There was a little bow on it. They had to move the bow. They had to unwrap it. They had to not crinkle it. They had to open up this envelope just to get a picture of them that looked offensive. When I think back to how I drew, there's no way I drew a good-looking person. I drew as best as I could put my hand to the page, and it wasn't good. Everybody's head was out of proportion. But I was little, so they pretended to love it. They were like, oh, this. And I think some of them did love it. Some of them probably did love it because they loved me. And they were like, oh, this person that used to not even exist, that's so little, so cute, love me so much, they did their best. And that's very sweet, right? But then you get older. And then it's like even more obvious you didn't get the gift. You know? It's like, oh, you know. Maybe your dad comes up to you, hey, these earrings, they're from me and from you, okay? Because you were with me when I bought them, and you helped me pick them, and tells your mom, earrings for us. Earrings are from you? Yeah, they're from me too. With all my 9-year-old disposable income. And I was the one that pointed, so also from me. And then around like 12, 13, it's time to get a gift. Like a genuine, like something, put in some effort, right? You can't lean in on dad's gift anymore. And now you're on your own. And this is where I really failed. This is where I fell apart. Cause I was like, okay, what can I afford? I could probably get her some candy. What does she like? All right, she already has a Bible. This is going to be tough, you know? And gift-giving is such a skill. Gift-giving is its own gift because it means you were, like, listening for the right moment. You understand a person so well. Sometimes you get a gift that's so bad that people are like, oh, you don't know me at all. Or you got me this gift because you want to show me how little you care about me. You really want to step out of just saying I hate you with words and do it with surprise. Do it with a little mystery to it. Maybe wrap it up, put a bow on it, box it up. You know? And so, you know, they open my buddy's gifts to them, his parents. Right? And he got his dad a calendar for the year we were in. Almost all of the calendar had happened. And then he was like, son, there's only a little bit of the year left. You got me a planner for 6 days. And he was like, nah, dad, all you gotta do is cross out the last number and it'll be a calendar for next year. And he was like, why didn't you buy a calendar for next year? And he was like, they ran out. So I got one for this year. There were plenty of those. And he's like, son, that won't work because the days also change. It won't just work to put, because it'll be a different day of the week when it's that date. Next year is a leap year. It's like, oh, my bad. Okay. I can return it. And then my buddy got his mom a copy of 50 Shades of Grey. And it's like, I was like, do you not know what the book is? In what world? One of the worst gifts I've ever seen somebody give was a cat. This dude
got his girlfriend a cat, and it would normally be adorable, right? Except the cat was fully grown and had already decided it hated people. I don't know where he got this cat from, but this cat, first of all, the cat was barely a surprise. They knew it was a cat as soon as he tried to give the cat, because what he did was he tried to put the cat, so you know the crate that you put a cat in? He had the crate, but he had wrapped it, and he had put the little like slits for, you know, the front for air in the thing. But as he's handing her this thing that's way too heavy, he's handing it like this, and inside she can hear, like it's... The cat isn't meowing. The cat is screaming. It's guttural. It's coming from the back of the throat. And then she rips the wrapping paper out of the way. And the cat is like, and then she's like, oh, you got me a kitten, right? As soon as she opens the front, the cat, this cat was amazing, by the way, because it both had agility, but also the most mass I've seen on the cat. This is the fattest cat I've ever seen, but the way that it flew out of the crate past her and was just running in the house, just like, and he's like, oh, you got me a cat. Oh, my gosh. And then she went to try to pick the cat up. And the cat, okay. For a little while, I didn't believe it was a cat. For a little while, I thought it was either like an actual like bobcat from the wild or a demon. Because the way that she went to pick it up and then it stood up and was like... It did, like, it was ready to put his paws on her. Like, this cat couldn't, I'm not saying it boxed, but I'm just saying, like, the way it would, like, almost stand, it would get really high, and then it would let that first one come up. And this cat hated everyone and everything. And I was like, did you get the cat from, like, a shelter, or where'd you get the cat? And he was like, okay, look. Which is never a good pet origin story. He's like, okay, look, the cat crawled up into the hood of my car. It was cold, it wanted to be warm, and so it crawled up. And then when I was pulling the cat out, it just kept coming out. There was so much cat, because it's the biggest cat any of us have ever seen. I was like, it looked like a lion. You can't just give someone a pet like that. Do you know what I mean? A plant, I feel bad enough letting it die. You can't let an animal die. You can't just be like, oh, well, I didn't even mean... This one, it shouldn't even be on me because it was a gift. That sounds so crazy. But it's true. It's like, you've just given this person duties now. This is... And not a lot of duties. The cat was very fat and it was clearly a street cat, so it knows how to survive. This cat... I don't know if y'all saw, but the Amazon workers went on strike today. Like a bunch of them went on strike, yeah. Which I think is phenomenal, not just for workers' rights, but because I low-key have not got anybody anything yet. And like that's, ooh-wee. When I was like, hey, yeah, give them whatever they want, all right? They should stay out there till January 2nd or something. Genuinely, I was like, oh man, and then that means that things won't get to live on. We serve a mighty God. We serve. Yeah. But yeah, the Amazon workers are striking. It's one of the biggest strikes against Amazon ever. I think it is the biggest ever. Against Amazon, and it's in different places and everything. And it's coming at a time where Amazon needs them desperately. Rest of the year, you could kind of, you know, shirk them off. But this is Amazon promised us Christmas.
I hate to burst your bubble in case you still believe, but there is no Santa. Santa is whoever is driving that Amazon truck. And Amazon made a promise. They made a promise through Prime. They made a promise through pre-orders. And, you know, why their reputation stakes on delivering on that promise. And so if the workers strike and they can't get things to the people, maybe the people are like, wow, I put a lot of stake in you, Amazon. Maybe I'm just going to go to Target next time. But Amazon, they claim not to have it. They claim that they don't have the money. If it's laughable to you, then imagine if you work at Amazon. Are you just looking around like, oh, so y'all don't have it? The boss went to space. Tell me what you don't have again. Oh, we don't have it. We're not able. We need too many people working at the same time at a pace that's unrealistic because we tried to replace you with robots, but then, the robots killed themselves. Dude, everybody forgets that when they've tried AI, they've tried to replace the workers in their faces, and the AI, the robot, whatever it is like, you know what, I think I'm just gonna break forever. The robot will do everything except hit itself in the head. That's wild. That's so crazy that you would just tell us you don't even have that. That's one of the main things I can't stand about a lot of big companies. And don't get me wrong, right? In the future, you may even see me do like a partnership with a brand that I like. I'm not saying business in and of itself is evil. I'm not saying big business in and of itself has to be evil. I'm just saying the way that some of the most profitable companies in the world have worked is evil, right? And so my thing, especially with Amazon, is that there's always, for you, the customer, there's always surge pricing. There's never, across any company that I know of, outside of overtime, surge pay. That's all you need. If you had just been like, listen, for 3 months, working at Amazon is going to be the most profitable. It's going to be the most profitable thing an employee can do. We're gonna pay you 2x, 3x, whatever it takes. Because we also know how much money they made because they tell us. Why would you do that? Why would you go on the news, by the way, to be like, Amazon made a record-breaking whatever billion today on Prime Day, and then tell the people that work there, y'all, we ain't got it. The boss needs to go to space again. No, it's insane. Because it wouldn't do, I don't know, it wouldn't do what companies claim it would do to pay more, if nothing else, during the seasons that you're asking them to work more. And we can't even begin to fathom the conditions all around that are like in an Amazon warehouse. We hear about them from time to time. People get fired or they get hurt or they quit, and then they tell us. And it never gets like fully enveloped all together. One, because there's not enough time. Too many people have been screwed over. It's like we all know somebody who dated somebody that was like trash, right? Like they dated a bad person. After like the third testimony of dating this person, you're like, I don't even need to hear anymore. This person is undateable. They shouldn't be out. You know, and that's what it should be like with Amazon, but it's like the stories don't get to enough people. And there are people that are like, oh, I got docked pay for going to the bathroom. What they want me to do, you know? Or I got hurt at the warehouse because everybody's trying to meet these like specific time stamped goals. And if they don't meet them, they might get fired. And this is the job that they have. This is how they're going to pay their rent for the time being to make ends meet. So they're pushing the cart extra fast, not looking where they're going. They run over somebody's foot. They drop a box on somebody's head. And then there's a whole system in place. Instead of making a system to make it safer, instead of making a system to pay people more, or instead of making a system that just functions better, there's a whole system in place for when things go wrong. So that way, they don't have to pay people out, or they don't have to. You would rather hire a lawyer to come up with the type of NDA that when someone dies at work, their family can't sue, than to just do things the right way, you know? Because we've decided that it's like more profitable to be a bastard. I mean, but like, and it, I guess my thing is this: at a certain point, the fact that it, like, no money is enough, right? The fact that there's no number, you can't get higher than space. Do you know what I mean? The man has been to space. There's nowhere else to go because he's not going to heaven. There's no more. You have enough money. I'm not even saying that as someone. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'll be very honest with you right now. I would like to, in my lifetime, make a lot of money. I have no gripe with people who have a lot of money. It's only the way in which they make that money. That's all that ever bothers me when it does bother me. I usually don't care how much money anybody has. We're all on a different path. Some people are born with money. You can't help that. Some people make a lot of money through everyone wanting to buy their product. You can't help that. I'm not jealous of anybody. I want everybody to do well. It's just I look at the state of things, right? And there's no perfect system. I'm not saying I have the whole answer. The answer is you're going to have to make less money. But like I don't have an answer that they would like or implement, you know? I guess my thing is this. If we want to help the workers as much as possible, bodies get put on the line when they try to meet these goals, right? It's one of the things that they're protesting, one of the things that they're striking against, is that they have to put their bodies on the line to get things to us, the consumer, right? When we order. Because for us, it's just a click. For them, it's their body, it's their livelihood, it's their life sometimes. And I think the only way to fix this, at least temporarily, is to is to bring back, like, 2013 Black Friday. Like, I think rather than putting it all on them, we got to get out in the streets and we got to start beating the ever-living shit out of each other for the products that we want that are supposedly on sale, right? Black Friday is a shell of itself, and it is unacceptable. Most of it happens online, which is disgusting, right? We need to get these prices down, and actually down. I don't mean the thing that like Walmart does sometimes where it's the same price and they put it back the next day and they made you think it was lower because of the day. I'm talking about actually marketably lower, right? And then we have to start training in August. Okay, we need to start practicing, maybe even with family. Bring the family. Let the family come early, all right? Throw some bows, right? Make sure that, like, grandma's shuffle is good when she's trying to get through people. Make sure that the youngest brother can really handle that offensive line that you're going to need to create to get to the register, all right? Make sure his tackle is good. And we need to get back in stores the way that it used to be. One of the problems is Amazon is too powerful. They wouldn't be too powerful if we started shopping again at the stores that we shopped at before Amazon, right? One of the other things is that, you know, that dopamine hit that you get when you buy the thing and then the thing comes the next day. I'm not saying you don't deserve your dopamine hits. I'm just saying it's a much stronger dopamine hit to knock the hell out of somebody for the TV that you want. This is America. You gotta earn your dopamine. Okay? The amount of strangers that we used to have. America used to come together to be divided for one day. Used to wrap that wrist around the throat of a neighbor. And you used to sink that choke in tight. A choke that would make John Jones proud. A choke. A choke that would mean that your family got to play the board game Sorry that night. Because you went in and you choked until you saw a little bit of blue. Just a touch. Just so you knew they wouldn't fight anymore. And then you let them go. And you didn't drop them. You're not a monster. You placed them down gently. It was the next person running up that stepped on their chest. It is the American way to build community through violence. Okay? We used to do it. We used to get in there. We used to make it messy. You know? You would have like, you'd have a couple scrapes you didn't know where they came from. You know what I mean? You'd have a whole cut on your arm and you'd be like, huh, makes sense, but I don't know when it happened. But I don't know. I'm bad at giving gifts, but I hope that everyone striking for Amazon gets what they want for Christmas. Genuinely, I do. Like, tell I'm bad at giving gifts because all I can offer is jokes.
When I can.